This weekend, Vice President J.D. Vance faces a high-stakes test of his ability to deliver as President Donald Trump's closer in talks with Iran in Islamabad, Pakistan. Mr. Vance brings to the table an anti-war reputation that could help build trust with the Iranians. But even before the vice president had left U.S. soil, cracks were appearing in the limited two-week truce that delayed Mr. Trump's threat of civilizational destruction. The politics of 2028 also hang over the proceedings, with Mr. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio seen as top contenders for the GOP presidential nomination. Simon Montlake has our report. It's Friday, April 10th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Israel's prime minister authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reported that negotiations between Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors to the United States would begin Tuesday in Washington. Several international leaders say that if Israel doesn't cease strikes on Lebanon, which Beirut said killed 303 people Wednesday, they could imperil peace talks between Iran and the U.S. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated there is no ceasefire in Lebanon. A Hezbollah lawmaker signaled the group's opposition to the negotiations, adding that Lebanon should insist upon a ceasefire as a precondition for talks. New York City blocks self-driving taxis. Taxi service Waymo suspended trials of its 8 autonomous vehicles in New York City because the city didn't renew testing permits. The inflection point, which mirrors government and labor union resistance to autonomous taxis in Boston and Washington, D.C., is over concerns about the reliability of artificial intelligence and its impact on jobs. Asked about the permits, Mayor Zoran Mamdani signaled support for his city's 180,000 licensed taxi and limousine drivers. Waymo operates in 11 U.S. cities. Its safety data claim 92% fewer serious injury crashes than human-driven cars in those areas. Also, Massachusetts advances a strict social media ban for teens. The Massachusetts House of Representatives passed one of the strictest social media bans in the U.S. The legislation, which must be approved by the state Senate and signed by the governor before becoming law, bans cell phones in schools, prohibits children younger than age 14 from using social media, and requires parental consent for 14 and 15-year-olds seeking to make accounts. Similar laws in Florida and Ohio have faced First Amendment challenges in court. Lawmakers in California have mulled a stricter ban for children under age 16. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. As he prepares to lead the U.S. delegation in Pakistan to hash out the terms of a ceasefire with Iran, J.D. Vance faces the highest stakes test of his vice presidency. His longtime anti-interventionist stance could help build trust with the Iranians, but he also could end up taking the blame if it falls apart. Simon Montlake reports for The Monitor. Weeks of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah have been devastating for Lebanon, where more than 1 million people are displaced and hundreds have been killed. Now, Israel and Lebanon are moving toward possible peace talks. Contributor Oliver Marsden reports from Beirut for The Monitor. Delegates from the U.S. and Iran are preparing to meet in Pakistan, where the world hopes they can turn a fragile ceasefire into lasting peace. But can you build peace without trust? Mark Sappenfield and contributor Hassan Ali report from Berlin and Islamabad for The Monitor. Democratic voters in Maine are outraged and alarmed about the Trump administration and are looking for a Senate candidate who can beat incumbent Senator Susan Collins this November. With relatively little daylight between Governor Janet Mills and Oysterman Graham Plattner on issues, the Democratic nomination fight seems to be coming down to experience and style. Sophie Hills reports from Auburn, Maine for The Monitor. Alice Coltrane was a multi-instrumentalist performer before she met John Coltrane, shaped by the musical upbringing she found in the Detroit public schools and in her parents' church. A 1970 trip to India proved to have a lasting effect on her music, according to a new biography on the artist. Mackenzie Farkas writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on whether Iran will help bottle up the nuclear genie. If talks planned between Iran and the United States take place Saturday, a big if, given their fragile ceasefire, they will be the first direct negotiations between the two countries in a decade. That hints at how seriously both sides take this diplomatic moment of peacemaking. It also suggests Iran, whose leadership and weaponry took a blow during the 38-day war, might be open to making a critical concession that could shape the future of warfare worldwide. In its 10-point agenda for the talks, Iran set conditions under which it would commit to not building nuclear weapons. Such a bold step would be welcome progress right now. Many of the world's safeguards against nations acquiring nuclear weapons have eroded, especially as doubts rise about U.S. defense guarantees to allies. And Russia not only threatened nuclear attacks during the Ukraine war, but in 2023 also suspended its participation in the New START Pact, which capped the number of deployed warheads between Russia and the U.S. That treaty lapsed in February of this year. A number of nations might now be thinking of acquiring atomic weapons. If Iran actually gives up its nuclear aspirations, it would set a helpful precedent to restore the norms of nuclear nonproliferation that were achieved in the decades after World War II. The prospect of Iran taking that step depends on how much the regime puts its survival ahead of building a nuclear weapon. Iran knows that the U.S., after striking the country's nuclear facilities twice in 1 year, is willing to do so again. For its part, Israel says that all of Iran's enriched uranium will be removed, either through agreement or by renewed fighting. China, too, might play a role. As Iran's largest oil customer, it does not want to see the Middle East turn into a region with countries seeking atomic bombs. Within the regime, divisions over making this concession are evident. The English version of its negotiating agenda with the U.S., for example, did not include a condition contained in the Farsi language version made public inside Iran, the acceptance of Iran's uranium enrichment, according to David Albright of the Institute for Science and International Security. In 2003, Iran did commit to ending its dedicated nuclear weapons program. The then Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, justified the move on religious grounds, although Iran experts say the U.S. invasion of Iraq was a bigger reason. Moves by Iran since then to revive its nuclear program helped lead to the Israeli and U.S. attacks in 2025 and 2026. Much more than a resumption of the war or the rising price of fuel is at stake in the talks between the U.S. and Iran. The world also hopes to continue a record it can be proud of. There has not been a nuclear weapon used during war in more than 80 years. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, even when we hear negative opinions about others, we can stick to a spiritual and true perspective of God's offspring, and this uplifts our interactions. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.